Revelation in chapter 6 this morning. And we've been studying the first four seals of the Revelation. Last week I asked, do you know what seals are? And I thought of those animals in Antarctica, but nobody said that. But that's not really what the seals are. What are the seals? And I've been told when somebody gives an answer, I'm supposed to repeat it so people can hear it, listen by internet. I had a wonderful couple that called me up from Western Canada, and if they're listening, it was really great. I was so busy, though, I thought the husband was a salesman, and he didn't tell who he was, and so I was so busy. They asked about the pastor. I said, he's not available. And we talked for quite a while, and I found out he wasn't a salesman. And then he said, and who have I had the pleasure of speaking with? I said, oh, a helper. I didn't say who I was. I'm a helper. But then his wife called back, and thankfully I was able to apologize and say who I was. But that was right in the middle of getting the kids ready to go to youth conference. But I'm supposed to repeat the answer. So what are the seals? Somebody tell me, and I'll repeat that if you tell me the answer. Lois?
The first one is peace.
All right, yeah, well, you can go through the seals. You're absolutely right. The first one is peace, and that's absolutely right. That's the first white horse of the book of Revelation, chapter 6, is peace. You have these seals here, and peace is opened up. But what are all the seals, if you take them all together? Angel? The horses come out. Well, the horses come out for the first four of them. Horses come out. There's seven of them. But what are they? You could kind of give a concise answer. Yes, Brother Denny?
The wrath of God.
Okay, the seals, they're actually, I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people might say it that way, and we got to be really exact here. The seals, Denny says, are the wrath of God. But let's get that clarified. Eddie? Okay, now there's the bullseye. Boom, you know how you hit the bullseye? They're the events that must happen before the wrath of God. Okay, so they're prior events before the wrath of God is poured out. Very important you understand that. Very important. Because the seals are in Revelation chapter 6. And the beginning of chapter 7, you have the seventh seal, the last seal. But these seals must take place before the wrath of God is poured out on this earth. And the wrath of God, when it's poured out, is compared to the flood of Noah. It's going to be terrible. It's going to destroy this world, not totally annihilate it, no more than the flood of Noah annihilated the world, but it will be a fiery judgment that will cleanse the earth and make it ready for bringing us back to the Garden of Eden. So these, why is it important that we understand that these seals, why is that important to us, you and I, that these seals, you and I, why is that important to us, that they must happen before the wrath of God, rather than that they actually are the wrath of God? They're before the wrath of God. The wrath of God, by the way, is written inside of this rolled up scroll. And those seals, when you break them, allows you to unveil or reveal the wrath of God. But why is that important to us, Marion?
It will help us to recognize and be prepared for when that comes, and to be prepared to recognize the Antichrist when it comes.
Okay. All right. Marion said it will help us to recognize when that comes. Eddie? It's the signs that we will know that the second coming is near. But because once these seals are opened up, actually between, we'll teach this later on, but between seal number 6 and seal number 7 will be something called the rapture, where we're caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So it will be the things where we will, as you both said, we will know the Lord's coming is near, and we will be able to really be prepared and readied for his coming. And so they are really given to that generation to that one generation of believers that will enter into this time period called Daniel's 70th week when these seals begin to be opened. And so the important thing to remember is that we will be here for them. We will be here for them. That's very important because we are promised that we will be removed before the wrath of God, but we're not promised that we will be removed before the prior conditions that must come first. That is something that we are supposed to be here so that we can look up and see that our redemption draws nigh. Jesus said, when you see these things, look up and know your redemption draws nigh. And one after the other, your interest is more and more piqued and you're more and more prepared. And if you're going through a difficult time, it will help you to trust the Lord and to depend on Him and to walk with Him during that time because the Lord is coming. And so all these things are to help us to get ready because God has promised us deliverance before the wrath of God. But these seals are opened up during the 7 years. God has not promised us deliverance from the 7 years, not from all of the 7 years. All right? And so during the first 3.5 years of the 7 years, we already looked at this. You're going to get a real gold star if you get this. During the first 3.5 years of the 7 years, it is not all peace, is it? Some people say that's all peace. No, it's not. Some of it is peace at the very beginning, and then there's going to be war, a world war. That's the red seal, or the red horse, second seal. And then there's the third seal, which you've got the red horse, the white horse, the red horse of war. And then the third seal is a black seal. That's famine that comes as a result of war and food shortages and high, high prices for food. And then after that, people laugh because we're getting to that already. And then after that, there's going to be the pale horse. And the pale horse is what we talked about. That's the result of that war over a fourth part of the earth, mainly in the Middle East and in former Soviet Union and Iran and Turkey and Northern Africa and these countries. Possibly the U.S. will be affected by that. But at any rate, that fourth seal is going to bring forth even wild beasts that will vie for food. And that's going to be a problem. And so those first four seals are going to be called by Jesus in Matthew 24, the what? What does he call them? Cynthia? Yes, he calls them the birth pangs. In Matthew 24 in our King James Bible, it says the beginning of sorrows. And the word sorrows means birth pangs. So the beginning of birth pangs. And the birth pangs are for the birth of the kingdom of God coming to earth. The birth pangs are the kingdom of God coming to earth. This is a countdown to Armageddon, which will take place at the end of the 7 years. Actually, 30 days after the end of the 7 years, Armageddon will take place. And that will be the last of the wrath of God. And this is a countdown to that and to the kingdom of God coming to this earth. So it's birth pangs for the kingdom of God coming to this earth. Now, how many seals are opened during the first 3.5 years? Cynthia?
Four.
So we've studied that, the first four seals, and we're still here for that, the beginning of sorrows. Now, for the fifth seal, which takes place in the middle of the 70th week, 3.5 years into the 7 years, right in the middle, and goes on during the last 3.5 years. However, it doesn't go on till the end of the 7 years. It does not last 3.5 years. Some people say the Great Tribulation starts in the middle. We know that. And it goes 3.5 years till the end. No. It doesn't. It goes from the middle to what point? Well, we don't know what point. Because Jesus said that tribulation is going to be what? Matthew 24. Miriam.
Cut short.
Those days will be shortened for the elect's sake. Because no flesh would be saved if those days were not shortened. What he's saying is that there would be so much death and martyrdom that all of the elect of God, if those days weren't shortened, would eventually be removed from the earth. So he's going to cut it short. He's not going to let it go the whole 3.5 years. He's going to cut it short, all right? And the word there for cut short or shortened is to amputate it. So it's a sudden cutting it short. So the tribulation, which starts in the middle, the great tribulation it's called. By the way, some people think the whole 7 years is the wrath of God. It's not. These seals are prior conditions for the wrath of God. The wrath of God does not happen till somewhere down into the second 3.5 years. Some people think the whole 7 years is the great tribulation. It's not. As I say, I'll give you $500 if you can find the whole 7 years of the Great Tribulation in the Bible. You won't be able to do it, but go ahead and try. And come on up to me and I'll give you the $500. I know Debbie will be interested in that. So let me ask you this. Are we promised deliverance from the fifth seal, which starts in the middle and goes on? Or if we're here into the 70th week, will we be here during that time of what's called the Great Tribulation? Somebody want to weigh in on that? Raise your hand if you want to weigh in on that. All right, let's go with Eddie.
Yes, we are promised that the dead and bound of Jesus will gather.
Say that again.
I said we are promised the dead and the bound of Jesus will gather in the sky.
Okay, so my question then is, are we going to be here for this Great Tribulation part that starts in the middle? Yes. Okay, the answer is yes. All right, Bob, what do you say?
The Bible says that there'll be one faithful church will be protected from that and another will undergo persecution.
Right, okay. But will we? The question I'm saying is, will we be here on earth for that? Okay, he says yes. Marion?
No.
Okay, Marion says no, that we're going to be delivered, raptured before the Great Tribulation. Okay, all right. It's very important that we talk about that. So you would say then that the we're going to be here for the first 3.5 years and then raptured just before the great tribulation. Okay. Now it's very important that we talk about this because that gets into the timing of the rapture. All right. Now, if what Marion said is right, in Revelation 6, where we're studying, all right, in Revelation 6, where we're studying, where would you find the rapture in this chapter? After what seal? If that's true. Angel?
The sixth seal,
no, it wouldn't be the sixth seal, because the sixth seal is after the tribulation, the great tribulation. Mary?
Before?
Yes, very good. It would be after the fourth seal. So, we just studied the fourth seal last week, so let's look at the fourth seal and see if we find the rapture. All right, where does the fourth seal start? Not quite started. Verse 7, all right? So let's look at verse 7. It says, "And he had opened the fourth seal. I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him, death and hell, followed him," so forth and so on. "And the beast of the earth, and killed with hunger, and the beast of the earth." And that's that great war, and the aftermath of the war in the Middle East. And then verse 9 says, "And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw the altar of the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." Now, it doesn't say anybody was raptured there, does it? It just says that you saw the saved people on earth were killed and now they're in heaven. So, if Marion's right, we should have seen a rapture there. All right? So, that's the fifth seal. Now, let's go to the sixth seal. Let's go to the sixth seal. And where's that? I got to find it. Anybody give me the...
12.
Verse 12. All right. "And I beheld when he'd opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars fell, and so forth, and so on, and departed like a scroll." So now you see all of that happening there. All right. Now, "And the mountains fall on us," and verse 17 says, "For great is the day of his wrath." Now let's go to chapter 7. Chapter 7, you have the chapter 7, you have the sealing of the 144,000. You see that? In verse 3, hurt not the earth, and so forth, until the seal of God, servants of God in their foreheads. Who are those 144,000 that are being sealed before the wrath of God? Cynthia?
Chosen Jews.
Yes, they're chosen Jews. They're not Jehovah Witnesses. They're 144,000 chosen Jews that will be here. Listen, that will be here and protected during the wrath of God. All right? So these will be here and protected during the wrath of God, and they have to be sealed, and they are Jews. They have not necessarily been saved yet. They may not be saved until the Lord actually comes back to earth at the end of the 70th week and touches down and leads them to Jerusalem out of hiding. But they're the Jews that will be here during the wrath of God, which will take place somewhere during the end of the second 3.5 years, okay? Then after you see those guys sealed, he says in verse 9, look what he says. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. By the way, that's salvation by rapture. Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and under the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne and worshiped, saying, all that stuff, blessing and praise and so forth. Now, and then look what it says in verse 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? Okay, look at verse 14. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he sitteth on the throne, shall dwell among them. Now this is the raptured church. And it says they're going to hunger no more and so forth. Then in chapter 8, it says the seventh seal is opened up. Notice chapter 8, verse 1, and then when he opened the seventh seal. Now the seventh seal is going to prepare for what? When it's opened up. The wrath of God. So, you see this group raptured now in heaven after what seal? The sixth seal, and before what seal? And doesn't that fit? Before the wrath of God and after the sixth seal of Revelation. By the way, that fits exactly with Matthew 24. Let's go back to Matthew 24. Very important you have a real clarity about this, and the Bible makes it clear where it places it. Yes?
That's where the pre-trib or pre-wrath.
Actually, what's called pre-trib is not what what a lot of people would say before the middle tribulation starts in the middle of the seventh week, or right then. It's pre-trib doesn't teach in the middle of the seventh week. You would think so, because that's when the tribulation starts. So if that's when the tribulation starts, pre-trib should be, okay, raptured right out before that. But the pre-trib position says, no, we're not going to be here for these seals, because the seals are the wrath of God. So we're not going to be here for any of the seals at all. We're going to be here, we're going to be out of here before the 7 years begins. Even though Dr. Jack Scott said to Brother Bob Bajeski one time when he was asked about that, nothing in the Bible says that we are promised deliverance before the seals begin. And he didn't go on to say the exact timing. And I would add to that and go on to an exact timing here, that the rapture takes place after the sixth seal. Now, we haven't studied the sixth seal yet in detail, nor the fifth in this class. But after the sixth seal, what do we have taking place? Do anybody know it? What happens when the sixth seal is opened? What will, you know, the transpiring event, what will it be? Angel?
The mountain will break open.
Okay, well, it doesn't say the mountains will break open, but people will run to the mountains and to the caves, and they'll run and hide, try to hide themselves from the wrath of the Lord that they know is coming when that seal is open. So when that seal is open, that's the first time the world gets an idea, uh-oh, the wrath of God's upon us now. Now it's imminent. Now they know. That's when, by the way, in Luke it says men's hearts will fail them for fear. Because they will actually have heart attacks when they see this. This will be a heart stopper. Not for God's people. I believe we'll be here for that. But it will be a heart stopper for the world. They'll run and hide. You know, in the 1929 stock market crash, people jumped off buildings. My grandma used to tell me about it, how it was. She lived through that. And that's what they did because they had heart attacks when they saw the stock market crash because some of them knew what it meant to their roaring 20s lifestyle. They were going to lose it, you know, with the flappers. How do they do that? Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say it's when the sun stands still, the sky turns like a blood red.
Yeah. Cosmic signs in the sky. The sun will be dark and the moon will not give its light. Jesus said the moon turns blood red and there'll be these tremendous signs all across the sky. And it will turn pitch black. Cosmic darkening where, boom, it's like the energy is turned off. It's like God's blackout. And I believe the electrical grid all over the world will just come down. Total blackout. Stygian darkness. And people won't be able to see their hand in front of their face. I mean, it's going to be really scary for people.
So are you saying that we are going to be here for the tribulation, but we won't be here for the wrath, but we'll be here for the
right.
tribulation?
Right. I believe the rapture takes place, according to Revelation 6, and I'm going to show you in Matthew 24, between the sixth seal and the seventh seal. And what you were just thinking is maybe it happens before the fifth seal. But we don't see it. We see the fourth seal, and then the fifth seal, and then the sixth. So it'll happen between the sixth and seventh seal, I believe. And I'm going to try to show you where that fits in with Matthew 24. Yes?
That's why when I was reading, I thought it was in six.
Yeah.
And Revelation 6:14, what do they mean by that then?
Read it.
The heaven depart as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain and island rolled down their faces. They just move? Or did they not move? Was it meant in a different way?
It's all part of this cosmic event and shaking. It's all part of that. It could involve earthquake and that type of thing. Go to Matthew 24. You see a little bit more about it. Matthew 24. But whatever it is, yes, that is, you read what it is. So what it is, it is. What it says there, that's what's going to happen. Then Matthew 24, it talks about it as well, what's going to happen there. Notice verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from the heavens and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Okay, now... Notice that's after what seal again in Revelation? The sixth seal. So now we're at the sixth seal. When is the sixth seal? Immediately after what? According to verse 29 of Matthew 24. Immediately after what? The tribulation. So that is what cut short the tribulation. That's why it doesn't last through the whole second 3.5 years. It's cut short. What cuts it short? What cuts it short is this cosmic sign and darkening and panic. And nobody's going to want to be persecuting the elect of God when that's going on because, whoa, you know, everybody's going to be like scared out of their minds that live in the world. By the way, this is the first time the world is scared. The world has been totally happy during the tribulation because they're just getting rid of the troublemakers. They are happy. They have peace and prosperity. For the first time, they believe we are really going to have the millennium, Satan's millennium. This is their millennium. This is the Third Reich, like Hitler said. We got it, man. This is it. And God is going to intervene and interrupt here with the sixth seal and this cosmic darkening. And they're going to have heart attacks. And God's people that are going through this hard time, some of them hiding out, Christians, you know, in special places, and some of them just being arrested and killed. They're going to be like, hallelujah, lift up your head, my redemption draws nigh. Because right after the sixth seal comes what? Not only the stopping of the tribulation, but what? The rapture. So immediately after the tribulation, that stops the tribulation, you see these signs, and then look at verse number 30. It says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man. What's that going to be? That's going to be the whole sky is going to light up with the sound of His coming. Da 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 da. It'll just... all across the sky, man, He's coming. All right? And then, look what it says there. The world's going to mourn. I'd be like cheering. Amen. Here He is. Yes. World's going to mourn. And they shall see the sign of the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's not a secret rapture. And He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Remember in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the trump shall sound. It says the, what does it say? The voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Some guy told me, well, that's different trumpet here because in 1 Thessalonians, the trump of God. This is talking about the trump of the angels. I said, it doesn't say it's the trump of the angels. It doesn't say the angels sounded this trumpet. It says He'll send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet. There'll be a trumpet sound just like if I ring the bell and say it's time to go. People go. When they hear the trump of God, the angels are going to be sent forth. What are the angels going to do? Look what it says in verse 31. And they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. We shall be gathered together to meet the Lord in the air, the Bible says. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that the day of the Lord will not come until the Lord returns and we're gathered together to meet Him. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 and following. So you see that the rapture is taking place here after what seal? After the sixth seal, just before the wrath of God, and it ends the tribulation. So we are going to be here through the first six seals. And this sixth seal will take place, now this is for if you're really following me, somewhere when? When will this sixth seal take place within the 7 years? If you look at this as happening from the beginning of the 7 years right through a certain point, when does the sixth seal take place? Marion?
Second part of the 3.5 years.
Excellent. Beautiful. Somewhere during the second 3.5 years, which is the last half of the 7 years. I don't know when. I don't know what day. I don't know what hour. I just know it will be because God will surprise the world with that. And doesn't that comport with what the Bible says about the second coming? He says, no man knoweth the day or the hour of His coming. But we do know the signs. And we do know when it's near. And that's perfectly fits with the Bible. Matthew 24, Revelation 6. When I was a pre-tribulationalist, I had to infer everything. There was no real definite teaching of Bible that came all together like I'm doing with you today. It was just like, well, this says that and that says that, therefore I believe that this is going to take place. And, you know, we're not supposed to be here during the wrath of God, that's true, so therefore we're not going to be here in the 7 years. But they didn't really spell it all out. See? And the Bible is very clear on this. And you can be clear, and I believe you need to be clear as we come to the end of the age and the end of the world as we know it. Do we have to be afraid? Do we have to be terrified? No. We should not be terrified because the Bible says the Lord will be with us until the end of the world. That means He'll be with us through all of this. And you say, but this is a tougher time. Yes, He says it is. He told us everything that's going to happen. But He also told us, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And He says, in the world you'll have tribulation. He said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now, you mentioned, Brother Bob mentioned, two groups of people. There will be Christians that will be surprised by the tribulation. Totally surprised. Because of one reason or the other. Either they haven't been walking as close to the Lord as they should, or they have not been properly taught. And so they're going to be surprised, kind of like our 9/11 sneak attack when we got hit, or a Pearl Harbor sneak attack when our nation got hit. And it's going to come upon people suddenly. They won't take the mark of the beast if they're truly saved. But they will be surprised. And they'll be martyred. There'll be some other people that will be martyred that won't be surprised. They'll be ready for it, and they'll give their life, and God will give them the grace to do that. There'll be another group of people represented by what church of the seven churches? Kim? Yes, the Philadelphia church. And those people will not be surprised by the tribulation. They'll know we're getting right to it. And they will prepare for it. And what will they receive by way of a promise during that time? Brother Bob.
Protection.
Protection. Protection in the hour of tribulation, and then deliverance by rapture out from the hour of tribulation after the sixth seal. So some people will be protected. What does that mean? I think there will be some Christians that when these events begin to take place in the seventh week in some churches, that they'll actually prepare for it and go into a hiding situation. Yes. Like that book. Did you read that book?
I started to read it, but I can't really get into it.
Well, maybe this will help you read it a little more now, a little more understanding of it. She's talking about Kristen Wiesen's book called The Appearing. It's a novel written by Bob Van Kampen's daughter about these things and about a literal church that is like a Philadelphian-type church that's going into that. But so that gives you a little bit of an understanding, kind of an overview of what we're studying and what, you know, what's going on, okay? The key scriptures, Revelation 6 and Matthew 24. And do you see how, and as we go through this, you're going to see how the world is going to be so deceived by these things. Let's go really quickly back to Revelation. I'm not going to take a lot of time now with this because we're going to hit it later on. And, you know, we want to move ahead here. But go back to Revelation chapter 6 now. And does anybody know what seal we're supposed to study today? What seal are we supposed to study? Cynthia?
I think it was four.
Well, we actually did four last week, so fifth, yeah. Actually, the fifth seal. But I'm going to just hit it lightly. So go back to Revelation chapter 6, and we'll hit it lightly here. The fifth seal that we have. All right, it says in verse number 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Okay, so there's the tribulation, the great tribulation. And you see these people in heaven having just been martyred. Okay, and what are they crying out for, by the way? In heaven. Miriam?
Judgment.
Can people in heaven pray? Yeah. Now, we're not supposed to pray to dead people, are we? But dead people can pray. Isn't that neat? Dead people can pray. I don't know if you ever thought about that, but dead people pray. They ask God for things. Sure. Sure they can. I would think they could. Why not? But we're not to pray to them to pray for us. You see? We're to pray right to God. That's all. They pray to God and we pray to God. But that's just an interesting thing there. And is this prayer going to be answered that they're praying for? They're praying for judgment right away. It's not going to last long, and God's going to pour out the judgment of God. The sixth seal will show it's coming, and then the seventh seal is open, and the judgment of God begins to fall on the earth. So you see, what they're praying for is Lord, break up their kingdom that they got going here. The closer we get to the end, the more God's people are going to be looked at as odd compared to the world. And it will come right down to either you go along and get along with the world or you don't, and you're going to have to take a stand. Isn't that what the Lord's been trying to get us to do? I believe the reason why the Lord's going to let us go through the tribulation, number one, is it's not the wrath of God. Number two is because we need to be getting out of our compromising. And either you get on or you get off, or you get in or you get out, or you say you're God's or you're not, and take a stand for the Lord. And we got too many Christians trying to use the world and go along with the world, and they're trying to party with the world, at the same time meet with the church, and God's going to just... And I believe a lot of people you think are Christians, even that'll be members of this church, they'll take the mark and they'll say, I'm a good Christian. And they're no more saved than a doorknob, and they're members of this church. Maybe even some people right here in this class. If you're not saved, you ought to be scared out of your wits. Because you're gonna go through hell on earth. And I'm not saying that lightly to you. I'm warning you as a man of God, this is all true. And you better get saved. For real. And you've heard it over and over again, maybe. But you better get it. Kimmy?
We're going to have to be purified, right?
Purified. Yes. The tribulation will purify us. My daughter's getting married August the 1st in this church. And you're wearing a white dress, right? A beautiful white dress. And I'm still paying on it, baby. And a beautiful white dress from David's Bridal. You've heard of that. And that signifies pure, kept for the man that God has chosen to be my husband. Okay? You see the dangers you put yourself in when you're up here? And you need to be purified for the marriage in heaven. If you're the bride of Christ, which is to your husband, which is Jesus Christ, the church marries Christ in heaven, okay? You're engaged to Christ now. You're legally married, but you're betrothed to him. You haven't come together. That hasn't been finalized in a service. And so it's kind of like our engagement. The marriage will take place in heaven after the rapture. Okay, I know you're wondering when we're going to stop, right? We'll see you next week. Some of you just looked at your watches now. You wanted to keep going. But we'll see you next week. We'll look at the sixth seal next week, okay? All right.